You can go ahead.
Well, welcome everybody to this exciting part of our annual virtual conference. This is our time for our keynote speaker, Nancy Jutton. Nancy is the business bio expert and get known to get paid mentor. She is a storyteller, an engaging workshop leader, and creator of proven road-tested tools that show business owners how to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated for their expert status. Thousands of coaches, consultants, solopreneurs, speakers, infopreneurs, and aspiring and thriving authors around the world attract clients, speaking gigs, and media attention now as a direct result of lessons she shares to support their success. Clients describe her as all the help and none of the hype. One client, Betsy Gray Talbot of Married with Luggage, said Nancy is like self-esteem in a can. She sprays it, and all the fabulous things about you that you had forgotten or didn't think were important are in the air for everyone to see. You feel better, potential clients find you more appealing, and you look and sound like a professional, just like that. Nancy, welcome to today's RPA Annual Conference. We're very excited to have you speak to us.
Well, it's wonderful to be here, and thank you for having me, and thanks to everyone who's chimed in to this call from Houston, New York City, Providence, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Hamilton, Ontario, Kansas City, Portland, and that's just the folks that I see on the phone. So thank you for joining me, and Karen, and I really want to deliver a lot of value today, so the time you spend with me is well worth it. Karen, you can see the slides. Can you see them? Let me just ask you that.
Not yet.
Okay. Well, the slides should be coming up any moment, and we are recording today's call, so wherever you are in the world, if you enjoy the call and you want to listen to it a second time, you will get the recording within 24 hours, and you will also receive the PowerPoint so that you can have the visual cues to reinforce the learning, not just today, but indefinitely, because I know a lot of folks around the world are struggling with describing who they are and what they do and for whom they do it and why it matters. And it may take a little thinking on your part, maybe the better part of an afternoon, to really nail your message in such a way that you can attract clients, speaking gigs, media interviews, or whatever outcome is important for your thriving practice. So I just want you to know that that's all coming. So let's start with the
slides are up.
Oh, good. Very good.
Slides are up. Yep.
Good. And Karen, as we move along, if you want to ask me a question or elucidate on a point or bring something out, please, please do, because I know that this is a very specific area of expertise that a lot of your members have, and I've done a little homework on it, and hopefully that will be reflected in the customization of the presentation that I have done for all of you. I also want you all to know that if anyone's feeling super brave at the end of the call and wants me to take a look at their bio or to answer their questions or do whatever it is that I can in service to you, I am happy to have you do that. And when we get to that point in the call, I'll certainly explain how you can raise your hand. So with that said, are we ready to go?
You bet.
All right. So I want to start with asking you a few important questions. How many clients, potential clients, might have visited your website in the last year, read your bio or your homepage, and never called? How many hot prospects read your online profile, your bio, or your About Me story, and maybe still didn't understand exactly how you could help them? And how many of those folks tuned out immediately because you took too long to make your point, you offered alphabet soup so they didn't understand what your credentials were, and maybe you used too much industry jargon or showcased some of the other common mistakes that people make when telling their story? Aren't those powerful questions? The truth is, we'll never know how many people we've lost because our message wasn't right, but we do know that it's costing us something big time. And that's really what I'm wanting to talk about today. What are these mistakes costing you in lost opportunities in your business, in your practice? And how much longer can you afford to wait before more of your perfect prospects or referrals slip through your fingers because your bio or your story or your About Me page is more of an obstacle than a full speed ahead green flag to proceed and make big impact in your business right now? Today, this keynote presentation is a great opportunity for everyone who's listening everywhere from all points around the world so you can connect any missteps that you may be making that could be standing in the way of opportunities to serve more people, heal more people, and have more folks benefit from your particular and very special brand of brilliance. And that's really what we're here to talk about. What we're going to do today is we're going to learn a five-step system that makes writing and winning an effective bio is fast and easy, even if struggling to write about yourself is something that you would put among your many things that you would like to improve. I'll showcase some of the mistakes to avoid, and then we'll actually provide some real help to a few of you who are part of the RPA who submitted your stories to me earlier so that I can make the content that I offer today especially relevant to healers such as yourselves. So hopefully that all sounds like what you were promised. Now, I am well known today as a bye-bye boring bio expert worldwide, but when I started out, it was a completely different situation. As a matter of fact, if I were to Google my name in 2006 when I got serious about building my expert status, what you would have found out is that I ran 10K races really slowly. I had these big, hairy, audacious goals about getting known as a get-known-to-get-paid expert, a publicity expert, someone who could help people get known to get paid. I was helping big clients achieve those kinds of results. But because I was like the Wizard of Oz standing behind other powerful people, nobody knew my name. They just knew the names of my clients. And one day I got sick and tired of that and decided to take my own advice. So today, if you were to Google business bio expert or get known to get paid mentor or boring bio, words that have nothing to do with my name will come up by the tens of thousands because I took my own advice and I got known for my expert status so that now I can be paid generously from clients around the world who welcome a powerful transformation by taking the advice that I use and bringing it to their best advantage. And so I have been quoted in major media around the world, and I speak often and much about this particular topic of transforming your boring bio from wallpaper to wow. So hopefully that's enough qualifications to get you to know that you've tuned into the right place to get some help, if this is where the healing needs to begin for your particular story. What I want you to know is that you can go from unknown to known too. The key is to describe your wow so that you are excited about it, and more importantly, that your ideal clients are too. When you do that, you can get known and get paid, and you can make it happen starting today by being clear, consistent, tenacious, and ready. So that brings me to some simple questions that today's call is all about, would hopefully incite for you. They're simple questions that for some folks aren't such simple answers. Who are you? Why does it matter? What do you do exactly? Who do you serve? In what ways do you serve them? What impact do you make? How can clients engage with you? What sets you apart from everyone else in the RPA? And are you ready to totally step into your brilliance and broadcast it so more of the right people will say yes and want to engage? For a lot of folks, these are simple questions that are really difficult to answer because maybe they're on some stage of reinvention intervention and what they're now doing isn't what they used to do. So they haven't found a way to bridge the past to the present. Or it could be that what it is that you do is so hard to describe anyway that people are stuck at the front door. I will confess that when Karen told me about the RPA and she said resonance repatterning, my eyebrows furrowed and I had a quizzical look on my face because I thought, I don't even know what the heck that is. So when you have an expertise that people don't understand just by definition, it does make things a little bit more difficult. It's not like, I'm a cobbler and I fix shoes, or I am a grocer and I sell groceries. When you do resonance repatterning, people don't really get it right out of the box. So that is a little bit of a challenge that we all can overcome. I did a little homework about what resonance repatterning is by doing a little web research, and I learned a lot about it. And what occurred to me about resonance repatterning is that It is a tool in the toolbox to heal people from things that are holding them back from stepping into their true potential. It's not the only tool in the shed, but it's a really powerful tool that may be particularly of interest to a certain kind of client who's open to alternative healing. That might be one way to describe it. But I got a better understanding of it. I had to go to the dictionary to read about it because I didn't know what it was about, and chances are a lot of your clients may be doing the same thing. They're not saying, boy, do I need some resonance repatterning today. They're probably describing aches and pains that have bothered them for years that they couldn't quite find the words to describe or the solution to ease their pain, and they're at that point of wit's end where they need some help now and they're ready to try anything. That could very well be. I'm not so sure. You'll have to chime in during the Q&A portion. But when you have something that it is that you do that's not universally recognized, that is problematic. And so I hope we can try to address some of that while we're on the call today. So when you want to tell your story, what a lot of folks do is they say everything they've ever done in their lives to be clear that they've traveled an interesting journey. But the challenge of that is it's not specific to the outcome that you want to achieve. If you really want to attract clients, for example, you would need to make the story that you share on your homepage or your bio or your About Me section relevant to that specific outcome. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to walk you through this five-step process that you can follow to actually do that. And for the purposes of my illustration today, I want to talk about client attraction because of the three folks that raised their hand to get some help. That seemed to be a priority for them, so I'm guessing that that may also be a priority for others on this call. So let's start at the very bottom of this pyramid, and it says, step number one, decide what you need right now. For the purpose of this discussion, it's a story to attract clients. Step number two, reflect on the who, the how, and the wow. And when I say who, I'm not necessarily talking about you, the practitioner. I'm talking about your ideal client. Who is this person? What problems, aches, and pains are they suffering from which they are prepared to invest time, money, and resources to get relief, healing, or something better? Some folks make a lot of mistakes in this particular stage of the process, and they say, I can help anyone. I can help everyone. I can't wait to bring inner peace and healing worldwide. It's all so broad and bold. So one of the things I want you to think about is, who exactly are these people? And in a moment, I'm going to give you some niches to inspire you to get really specific about who your people might be. The second part of reflecting on the who is the how. How do you do it? And what I mean by that is, what are the stunning results that you bring about that can make someone very glad to have invested powerfully to get your help? As the call was getting started, I was having a nice little chat with Richard Perrin, who is a practitioner of resonance repatterning. And he was telling me that he enjoys seeing lights go on among his clients, that they can have some softening around the edges of some of the problems that they're suffering from. And then I asked him, and then what happens next? And then there was this pregnant pause in the conversation, and I think I stunned him silent in a loving way. Because what I wanted to say to him and what I'll say to you now is that sometimes if there is a softening on a problem that people have been suffering from years, that may be just the door that needed or the window that needed to be lifted wide open so something even more powerful can happen. And that could be finally finding the courage to leave a toxic relationship, finally releasing unwanted weight and stepping into those beautiful clothing that we're hiding in the closet. It could be finally releasing some kind of health issue that had held you back from stepping into your true potential. If you could speak specifically about what happens next for people when they get that softening and good things start to happen for them, that's how the magic starts to manifest, and that's what people want to buy. They don't necessarily want to buy a particular technique, I don't think. I think they want to buy a solution to a problem that's giving them serious discomfort So I want you to think about the transformation that is affected as a direct result of what it is that you do, and I want you to use words that your clients would use to describe it so that they can identify with it and actually want it. Does that make sense? Karen, how are we doing?
Yeah, right on, Nancy.
Okay, good. I like feedback. I'm looking for some notes that I had taken that I'm trying to find, and you know how it is. Sometimes you get a little disorganized. Okay, so we're talking about stunning results. Then we want to talk about points of differentiation. Now, we're speaking to the RPA today, and almost everyone in this organization has an affinity or a passion for resonance repatterning. And so you're all in a club that would gladly welcome you as a member. So the key is to think about, how do you set yourself apart from everyone else who's in this club? What is your particular point of differentiation? And is that point of differentiation absolutely crystal clear so that a 9-year-old who stumbled upon your story would be able to understand it and know exactly what it means? I will offer an example from my own experience. I am a member of the National Speakers Association. I am proud to be a member. It's a great organization. Everyone else who's a member of that organization is also a speaker. We all speak about different topics. So one of the ways that we set ourselves apart is our emphasis of our particular subject matter. And that, yes, these people are all competitors of mine. Sure they are. But they're colleagues as well. And when they find out that I am the bye-bye boring bio expert, they refer me to clients who can benefit from what it is that I do. So whatever your particular emphasis is in your resonance repatterning practice, everyone in the club should know what sets you apart from everyone else so that they're in a good position to refer you. But the more important thing is, how can you be so crystal clear about what it is that sets you apart so that when people land on your website or your homepage or your About Me page, or you happen to meet them at the grocery store or the local networking event, you can absolutely say what it is that you do. I'm reminded of a financial planner I know, and she says, I'm a certified financial planner who works with women 50 and over to make sure their money lasts as long as they do. It's such a beautiful way to explain what she does in a very conversational, clear way that you know right away if you qualify, if that's an issue that you need to work on, and whether or not you want to take another card. So I want you to think about the who, the how, and the wow. The step 3 is to prove your value and your impact. And there are lots of ways you can do this. You can share your credentials, your experience, your awards, your recognition. Maybe you've been noted in the media as the leading expert in resonance repatterning in Boston, Massachusetts. Well, that's fantastic. But let's make sure that the support you provide to your claims absolutely supports the objective that you're there to serve. Because when that happens, it's not all about you, it's what you can do for others that actually gets people to turn their heads and say, wow, I want some of that. The next step is to add your personality. And what I think is important, especially in an alternative healing modality like this, people need to get to that know-like trust place to know that you are the absolute perfect practitioner to help them ease their pain or solve their problem or feel better now and forever. And so you must have a path you've taken to get to this place of service in your work. So share it and be the very best you in the most genuine way possible so people can feel some kind of kinship or they can like you and want to lean in and know more, because chances are you're going to be digging deep into areas of their lives that may be perhaps difficult to talk about. So they need to know that perhaps you've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, and can show them how to get to that outcome they desire faster, more easily, and more gracefully than they ever thought possible, especially after suffering for as long as they may have until now. Sometimes I'll read about people's bios, and it seems really clinical and very non-specific or very tactical, and then I'll get on the phone with them and find out that they're completely different people, and I'll have to scratch my head and say, are you the clinical curriculum vitae person I read about on the web, or are you this engaging, friendly, nurturing human being that I'm talking to now? I want you to show up at your very best, your most authentic best, no matter how people come to awareness of your expertise, because it helps people want to say yes. And then the final step in the story is that the step process is to prepare your right-sized stories. Because if you were interested in speaking, for example, you need a speaker introduction so that someone can introduce you properly, set the stage for you to rock the house, and you can deliver your message without any missteps or mispronunciations of your name or any of these kinds of tactical things. If you were being introduced to give a technical paper, the same thing would be true. If you are being interviewed on radio, like I happen to notice that Van Sant was quoted as saying that resonance repatterning is one of the alternative healing modalities that she considers life-changing. Now, there's a here to tell us more about how resonance repatterning can change lives for the better is Boston resonance repatterning expert Mary Jane Smith. That's pretty much all you get when you're introduced on the radio or on television is a couple of lines of text. So if you are not well known, bask in the glow of someone famous who has said your alternative modality is supreme, and then just position yourself as the geographic expert in your hometown. It's a great way to go. I'm reminded of a situation a couple of years ago where Dr. Mehmet Oz was doing his show, the medical show, and it was January, and he's married to an alternative healer. And he said, my wife, Lisa, is an alternative healer, and among all the modalities that she has studied and used to help affect powerful transformations among her clients, Reiki seems to be among the most powerful. I love Reiki, and here's why. This is what he said on the Dr. Oz show. And right that very moment, the whole world was scratching their head and saying, what the heck is Reiki and why should I buy it and where can I go to get it? Because if Dr. Oz said it was good, it must be good. So as it turned out, one of my clients was a Reiki master. And she said, how can I piggyback on this important story that Dr. Oz has made center stage just in time to help people achieve health in the brand new year? So we did a press release about Reiki. If Dr. Oz says Reiki is the best healing alternative healing modality on earth, where can people around the world find education about how to choose the right Reiki master to achieve the benefit that he promises? And within a few days, she was inundated with phone calls from people asking, how can I choose a Reiki master and are you the one that I need to work with now? So when someone famous says that your alternative healing modality is their preferred choice or has amazing benefits, think about how you can use that on your web page, on your About Me page, and in your introductions so that you can have that wave of credibility around your name and your expertise, and so people will be not scratching their heads so much, but they're going to be leaning in and saying, tell me more. So those are the five steps, and I'll just repeat them. Decide what you need right now. Reflect on the who, the how, and the wow. Prove your value and your impact in terms that your ideal client will understand. Add your personality so you can achieve know, like, trust. And then get ready for opportunities so when the phone call rings, the phone rings since they say, we want you to speak, we want you to serve our group in the workshop, we want to hire you to solve these problems, you are prepared to say yes and let the revenue flow. So now what I'd like to do is switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit about some of the mistakes people make that you can avoid starting today. And if you'll write down this acronym, ABCDIY, I'll walk you through alphabet soup of bio mistakes to avoid so you can be ready for anything like a winner every time. One of the biggest A mistakes is failure to declare your audience. I want you to name and claim the niche audience that you love to serve with as much specificity as possible. Now, I want to share with you a couple of examples. I help holistic practitioners attract more of their kinds of clients that they want without doing anything that feels pushy. I lead yoga classes for people with round bodies who don't enjoy going to regular yoga classes. I help adults with Asperger's or ADHD build intimate relationships from learning to date, to find friends and peer groups, and to explore healthy sexuality. I help women struggling with anxiety disorders live anxiety-free with the help of practical herbal medicine and other drug-free techniques. The neat thing about these statements of who these folks are serving is we know who they're serving, we know what outcome or the wow that they're bringing about, and we know whether or not we need it right away. There's no ambiguity. I help adults with Asperger's or ADHD build intimate relationships from learning to date to finding friends to exploring healthy sexuality. You know exactly what this person does, for whom she does it, and the outcome that's hopefully welcome for the people she's here to serve. Others to inspire you. I help parents who are at the end of their rope successfully stop the power struggles, connect with their kids, and restore peace at home. I help people with neurological issues to find solutions for making their life smoother and enjoyable. I help people with peripheral neuropathy. Peripheral neuro. Gosh, Karen, this is a word I can't even say. Neuropathy. Customize daily rituals, identify healing opportunities, and achieve greater happiness. Here's one. I reignite hope for people suffering from chronic pain or emotional distress using acupuncture to provide long-awaited relief. I love these because the next question you can ask yourself is, if I was suffering from that problem, would I be willing to whip out my wallet to get help from this person who is an expert in that particular healing approach? And I think in just about every case, the answer is yes. We know exactly what they do, so we're in a position to provide them referrals, knock on their door to get help ourselves, or to suggest ways that others can benefit. So my question for you who are on this call is, have you named and claimed your niche so it's clear, so clear that even a 9-year-old can understand it? And if it isn't a yes answer, then today's your invitation to get that conversation started in your own mind to support the growth of your own business. If you have a fuzzy niche, you will have fuzzy results. Bobby has been passionately focused on empowering individuals, families, and communities of people to strengthen their inner spirit and embrace their sacred power through her well-developed trainings and guidance. So Bobby has identified individuals, families, and communities, which sounds like just about everybody, to strengthen their inner spirit and embrace their sacred power, that's the outcome, through her well-developed trainings and guidance. So we know who, you know, it's Bobby, who she's helping, how she's helping them. But in my estimation, this is a fairly fuzzy niche because she hasn't named and claimed who her people really are. As I read about Bobby, I'm thinking that her folks are not, they're folks that have a bias toward new age approaches to solving problems, or they're spiritually based or something. But by reaching out to empowering individuals, families, and communities, I think that's just way too broad of an audience who can possibly benefit or be interested in embracing their sacred power. There's only certain numbers of people or certain communities of people that are oriented in that direction, and I really want Bobby, who is in this association, to name and claim her niche more specifically so that we can actually get more people to achieve the benefit. You have well-developed trainings and guidance, but well-developed doesn't really sell me on it. It's life-changing. They're life-enhancing. And maybe it's life-enhancing trainings and guidance that can help people affect the transformation in days, not weeks, or in weeks, not months, or maybe faster and easily and with less aggravation than anything they may have tried before. I want there to be something juicier attached to those outcomes because well-developed trainings and guidance doesn't make me want to whip out my wallet and buy. If I could get life-changing training that will help me lose weight, feel great, and make it happen faster than anything I've tried before and failed still, well, then maybe that would catch my interest. Richard, who's in this group, loves helping others to connect with their innate wisdom, creativity, and healing potential. But here again, helping others is a very broad group. I don't know if they're men, women, children. I don't know if they're midlife men who know that the second half of life is their best half of life. I don't know if these are folks that have been suffering in silence and ready to speak their truth now so they can heal finally. Helping others is just it's a very fuzzy way to describe who you help, and I'm guessing that the results are pretty fuzzy too because people don't know that they qualify. Sally, who's also in this group, works closely with an interdisciplinary team to provide rehabilitative treatment services. Well, I know what an interdisciplinary team is because I looked it up in the dictionary, but does everybody know what an interdisciplinary team is? And when we provide rehabilitative treatment services, I don't really know what exactly happens for Sally's clients. We know they're rehabilitating, but from what? Is it a drug abuse? Is it alcohol abuse? Is it injuries? We don't really know. But this is actually what she had on her bio, that she works with an interdisciplinary team to provide rehabilitative treatment services. But I don't really know what happens next, and so I'm not leaning in to want to buy more. So for Bobby, Richard, and Sally, this is your invitation to take that fuzzy niche. And when you look at these slides in the replay, you can say, how can you actually nail your audience more specifically so that people know they belong with you? I'm thinking about, you know, some folks are very Western medicine focused. I'm only going to see the doctor, and I'm going to do what the doctor says, and that's the way I am. Those kind of people are probably not going to be interested in resonance repatterning. So the people that are going to be interested are people who have tried everything before and maybe it didn't work, and so they're ready to consider alternative healing modalities that could totally change the game for themselves and their families forever. I don't really know for sure, but I know that helping others or working with everybody all at once is probably not the fastest path to cash and contribution. So I just wanted to call that out. If you have fuzzy results for the clients, that also means they're fuzzy results for you. One of our members said she wanted to support clients to advance themselves along the path to enlightenment. Another said she wanted to help people change their lives. Another said she's inspiring, embracing, and supporting sacred power in herself and others. Another is teaching a breakthrough method that empowers people to know that they can completely change the way they are and they are experiencing their lives. Well, they're a little bit fuzzy. If we're supporting clients to advance themselves along the path to enlightenment, the question I ask myself is, what then happens for those folks? Do they leave toxic relationships? Do they release frustrations about failed relationships and open themselves up to a whole new way of being? What really happens? If people change their lives specifically, how do they change their lives? Do they move up the corporate ladder? Do they make more money? Do they sleep better at night? Do they finally find their perfect partner? I don't really know exactly what it is that happens for these people. I was reading on the Resonance Repatterning website that people get relieved from stress and upset. They feel more calm and relaxed and have a renewed sense of joy. They have a sense of well-being. They have a positive mental outlook and resonance with desired outcomes to create positive change. They welcome improved health. They have a sense of unity and harmony in their relationships. They find new hope. They have relief from specific problems such as smoking, addiction, a trauma, etc. In the three bios that were submitted to me, none of them shared any of those results. I had to go to the Resonance Repatterning website to figure out what it is that happens for people when they practice this technique. So when in doubt, go to the Resonance Repatterning website and see what benefits they say this modality provides, and then go ahead and use that language to serve your own purposes so that people at least know what it is that can happen for them. And then put this through the filter of, in my particular practice, this is where I focus, and these are the kinds of results that my clients have absolutely welcomed with my nurturing therapy and support. But let people know what exactly happens for them, because if they're not whipping out their wallet, maybe it's because they don't understand what's in it for them so that they want to make the investment. So get clear about those results for the clients. Don't be fuzzy. You'll be happy that you made that decision. You will take that decision all the way to the bank, and your service to more people will grow, and the impact you make in living your legacy today through this brilliance that you have will be alive today in a bolder way when you do that. Some more A's. Arrogance. This is when you are speaking in such lofty language that people wonder if the emperor has any clothes. A, ambiguity. It's so fuzzy and unclear that people don't get it, so they don't want it. Alphabet soup. This is when you have so many initials beside your name that people don't know what they mean. They just know that you're very well educated, and maybe they're making the guess that you're very expensive too. Over the weekend, I saw the movie The King's Speech, which was an Oscar-nominated film about King George and overcoming his speech impediment. And it turned out that he was working with a speech coach who was not a doctor, but who helped him find the courage of his convictions and the strength of his own voice to lead the world at a time when leadership was deeply needed. And there was this point in the movie where he said, "I have no credentials beside my name, but I have many, many successes. And that is what I want you to know." And so it isn't necessarily the credentials beside your name that get people to say yes. It's the results that you bring about, the successes that you bring about that get people to invest. A, affability. Are you likable? Do people trust you? Do people feel comfortable asking you questions? These are things too. You know, people don't like you. They're not going to do business with you. And that's a truth that's hard to take, but it's something to think about. The biggest A that I think a lot of folks forget to do is remember what action they want their reader or their listener or their viewer to take as a direct result of learning about them. Do you want them to call you for an appointment? Do you want them to hire you to speak? Do you want them to download your special report that will help them know that now is the time to shift their energy to heal from these problems? If you don't tell them what you want them to do, they won't do anything, and you might be alone in your room. So please don't let this happen. B, blah, 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 boring and boilerplate. You know what all that means, so I don't have to define it. But another big B that a lot of folks forget is burying the lead. Don't do that. In the world of journalism, you always want to lead with the most important information first, because you're afraid that the editor is going to cut the good stuff, so you have to lead with the best stuff first. With your bio, I always recommend, especially if you want clients, that you talk about, over the last 20 years, I've worked with thousands of people who changed from X to Y faster and easily and more gracefully than they ever thought possible because of me and the work that I do in this particular area. It would be my pleasure to help you achieve those same results. And then you can have a little bit about me, you know, how my journey serves you. And then you could just make sure that everything you say in relationship to that journey relates back to that outcome, which is helping people achieve that transformation. Don't leave it for the very end, because people may not have the patience to stay with you until the end. C is having the right content for the right situation and having confidence that the story that you're telling is actually resonating with the client you're here to serve, so that you just know as soon as you talk about what it is that you do and how you help, people are going to want to be bellying up to the bar to benefit. If you don't have that level of confidence, it's really important to dig in and figure out what your story really is and how it's best going to serve you. Because, you know, if you help people resolve and release pain and heal quickly and with ease and access their inner wisdom and increase their vitality and balance their body, mind, and spirit, and all the while provide people the support they need to create a joyous and juicy life, well, that's exciting. People are going to want that. And so lead with those kinds of things, because when you can talk about what it is that you do with absolute confidence, it isn't boastful or braggadocious, as a friend of mine likes to say. It's just true, and people are attracted to the truth. D stands for differentiation, or rather failure to differentiate. Another D is failing to disclose how clients can benefit. Sometimes people say, I do this particular modality and I help people find inner peace, but they don't say exactly how it is that folks can benefit. You could take that a step further and say, whether you engage in my workshops by teleseminar or webinar, work with me one-on-one, or avail yourself to my bundle of fabulous books and tools, one thing is certain, you will get the transformation that you came for at a price and a value that makes perfect sense for your needs right now. At least you've let the person know how they can benefit so that they will want to. And then another thing that I think is an important D is to have the courage to dare to discuss the dollars, because people do want to know if they qualify to do business with you. And from your standpoint, you want to know that the people that you're actually speaking with actually have the investment to engage with you, so that you're not dealing with tire kickers, but you're dealing with serious people who want healing now. It takes courage to learn how to do this, but it does pay off, because I have found that the more transparent you are about the investment required, the more comfortable people are making a choice. And if people are comfortable making a choice, then that's a good outcome for everybody. I stands for eye disease. Does every sentence in your story start with I was born in a little log cabin in Minnesota. I am an award-winning therapist. I am. If every sentence you start with I starts with I, you're leaving out the most important customer, which is your client, your ideal client. So shake it up a bit. And I would say that third-person bios are preferred, because if you're ever interviewed for the radio, introduced as a speaker, or people read about you in the third person, any writer, producer, meeting planner can lift your story right off of your website and use it for their purposes without having to edit at the 11th hour. That serves their needs, it serves your needs, and everybody wins. Y relates to yada, 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 as in saying a whole lot of stuff that doesn't really matter. I want you to make every word count in your story and to remember that brevity is beautiful, because less really is more in today's ADD world. People want to get to the meat of the matter quickly, and the faster you can get to the point about who you serve, how you help, the wow that happens for people, and how folks can get started, the more likely it is that you're going to have more perfect clients benefiting from your particular healing approach, and I want that to happen as soon as possible. So I just want to sort of take a breath for a moment and see, we still have lots of folks on the phone. There is a Q&A section that I've approved. It says, oh, I've already got some questions. So Karen, is it all right with you if I take a break and just to answer some questions that are coming in?
Sure, wonderful, yeah.
Okay. So Bobby Martin is asking, do we need to include more testimonials or the results with clients as part of our language? Well, that's a good question, and I want to temper my answer, because I know some of the work that y'all do is protected by a client practitioner privacy issues. I know in the medical field that can be an issue. So whether you identify people by name and city and website, as is common in some other businesses, or you identify results in anecdotes, like Mary came to me with this problem and she left transformed. John came with this problem, he left a new man. If there's a way for you to make little anecdotes of what happened for people in your practice, then do that. If there's someone who's absolutely willing to put their name and city and a powerful comment next to their name, that's powerful too. I'm reminded of a virtual assistant who had a quote from a client, and the client was a person who was rather famous, and he said, ignore this virtual assistant's talents to your own peril. And that was really, really powerful because he named her in terms of what she did and suggested in a very quotable way that she was remarkable in her service to him. And I know that that helped her attract more clients. So when you have a testimonial, here again, brevity can be beautiful. Sometimes people who are not good with words will offer too many words to say what a pleasant person you are and how professional you were in every way. But it's that sassy soundbite that they shared. I finally got to the meat, you know, I got to the meat of, you know, found out what was eating me, and now I'm no longer overeating. Thank you, Mary Jane. A statement like that that speaks to what happened for that person, the result, is a really powerful testimonial. So when you look at your testimonials, go through them and review them and see if there is a sassy soundbite you can isolate so that you can make it bigger and bolder as a headline, and then you can put the full text of the testimonial under the headline, because when you do that, you are recognizing that there are skimmers out there in the world who just want to read the highlights, that don't want to read the detail, and there are folks out there that want to read the highlights and the detail, but by making the headlines bold and compelling, you can get to yes a whole lot faster. So I hope I've answered your question, Bobby. And I'm just, everything going good for you, Karen, so far?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Okay,
you're
good.
Right on. Yeah.
Good. Just wanted to make sure we're hitting the nail on the head, as it were. So people say, well, why is a bio important? Why should I care? Why does this matter? If you're hearing a theme in this whole presentation, is that results are what it's all about. One of my clients, very close to home, got a $2,500 engagement within 2 weeks of posting her new bio to a website. That same bio has since attracted 5 premium clients to the practice, and now it's become a joke between her and my husband and me where we say, oh, another great new client because of Amy's bio. I tell you this, what I mean by close to home is that my husband is a certified financial planner, and he recently in September added a team member to his practice, and she said, I'm good with numbers but not so good with words. And he said, take this client attracting template number 3 from Bye Bye Boring Bio, spend less than 1 hour with it, send it to me today, and we'll post it on the website. And in less than an hour, she filled out the template, told her story. It was her own story. The template made it easy, and already it's $10,000 worth of clients in just a few months. That's a fabulous outcome. What's beautiful about her story is that she says I'll share it with you in a few minutes, but it wasn't so complicated. It just was very genuine and authentic and spoke to how she could help people. Another client of mine wanted to get speaking engagements with the right audiences, and he shared with me his 3-page manifesto of everything he'd ever done in his life, and he was wondering why he didn't have any speaking engagements. I said, this is what we call too much information. Let's take your 3 pages, turn it into 1 page of wow, and see what happens next. He got a 5-figure speaking gig within 2 weeks. That's a fabulous outcome. So if you wonder why does this matter, you can have more success with greater ease when you say who you are and who you serve and what you can do for them, so that story will turn into a cash register of opportunity for you. That's why this matters. And then once you get known for this thing that you do, you can get paid a whole lot more, and that's another outcome that I think a lot of people are excited about. So there was someone on the call who did not necessarily volunteer, but I am going to talk a little bit about her story today for the purposes of making a bio transformation. I'm showing you now the before version, and we've already talked about niche and who and the how and the wow, and this isn't bad. It's not bad at all, but I think it could be lovingly made a little bit better. It says here, having difficulty connecting with your life's purpose, are you not sure how to connect with your heart's wisdom and love? Services here will create the space for you to dive in and discover your soul's purpose. When we live unconsciously, we miss being present in our relationships and in the world around us. Discover the brilliant you by clearing hidden blocks and limiting beliefs held deep within your soul and cells of your body. Trust the process and that you've landed on this page for your own health and well-being. Connect with your spiritual guidance and connection. It's always been with you that brought you to this site. I look forward to meeting you and supporting you on your journey. Then it said, opportunities for changes in diet, weight management, relationships, career, and overall spiritual well-being await you through the services we offer here. So I heard a little giggle on the other end of the line. Are you with me, Karen?
Yes. It looks good to me.
Well, and there's a lot of good things here.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm new to your work, so all I have is what's on the homepage to go by. But I'm thinking, okay, you're helping people connect with their life's purpose and release self-limiting beliefs that are holding them back. And you want their brilliance to shine. And then you say that there's all kinds of transformations that you affect for folks, diet, weight management, relationships, career, spiritual well-being, so many things. So I thought to myself, how could I streamline this to be even more powerful? And I haven't had an occasion to talk with you at length, but I just took a shot at it. Can I share with you what I did?
Oh, sure.
Are you feeling brave?
Uh-huh, I guess. Here we go.
I put a headline on it. Conquer self-limiting beliefs to release your brilliance now for midlife women serious about loving their lives. By putting a headline on it and seeing who it's for and what they're interested in accomplishing, at least I know whether or not I qualify or not. So then some of the words are still there. Are you struggling to connect with your life's purpose? Are you not sure how to connect with your heart's wisdom and love and feeling as if self-limiting beliefs are standing in the way of living your true calling? Working together, we will clear hidden blocks and limiting beliefs held deep within your soul and cells of your body so you can love your life, perhaps for the first time in a long time. Here we offer holistic wellness and healing services to guide you to get beyond the uncertainty, doubt, and disconnection and step into your brilliance finally. Call today to schedule your complimentary Release Your Brilliance Discovery Session.
I love it. I love it.
So what we did here, just diagnosing it, and everyone who's on this call can do the same thing. Can you come up with a headline that speaks to the transformation and the urgency to make it happen right now? And can you make clear who it's for so we know that we qualify? Because if we go back to the before, that wasn't there. It was just having difficulty connecting with your life's purpose. I don't know who it's for. That's a total missing piece. So I just filled something in that made sense. Who are your people, by the way, Karen?
It is women, men, and parents of children as well.
Okay, so are they midlife men, midlife women, people who are overwhelmed with parenting responsibilities and dealing with aging parents? I mean,
Yeah, I need niche work.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, you know, here's the thing. When you name and claim your ideal niche so that people know that they belong with you, they're not wondering if they belong. They're just wondering how they can play.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that big?
Yeah.
So I want you to get more clear. And then, you know, in the before version we had for you, you know, you're going to change your diet, your weight loss, your relationships, your career. You're changing everything. And so if you try to change everything, somehow people may not believe it. So I was asking, or the direction I was headed here in my revision is to give you some kind of focus on, you know, releasing the self-limiting beliefs that are standing in the way of them living their true calling. I don't know if that's true, but if you try to do everything for everybody, sometimes you're alone in your room not doing enough for anybody. Is your business like going great guns?
Oh, it could go greater, definitely. Yeah,
okay.
That is good, but it could be better. Yeah, sure.
Okay. So one of the things you might consider, and I often say this to clients, if you take a pie and you divide it into 8 slices and you think about the 10 or 12 clients that you worked with most recently and you put them into different pie slices, midlife woman, midlife man, nearing retirement, you know, who are these people? What are their demographics? What are their, you know, age, sex? Where do they live? Since you're working with them in such a personal way, you probably know what problems they want to solve. Mm-hmm. And you probably know what outcomes people have welcomed. And then you can say to yourself, where has most of the cash flow manifested in service to which of these particular groups? I want you to get known and get paid, so focusing on where the greatest impact in that particular measurement is a good way to get started. Because if, women sometimes in midlife have trouble sleeping because they've got all kinds of hormonal things that are happening to them that are causing weight gain and insomnia and all of that. And there are healing practitioners that are focused just on midlife women in menopause who want to sleep better, and that's all they want to do. If the beauty of, so I'm just saying, try not to be all things to all people and try to get to the meat of the matter so that people know. And then the thing here, it says, call today to schedule your Release Your Brilliance Discovery Session. Mm-hmm. If your son or daughter broke their arm, you would be in your car in 20 seconds to take them to the urgent care facility or the emergency room to get their arm fixed, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
So if people are suffering from some kind of problem, their self-limiting beliefs, and they're actually calling you to ask to get to release their inner brilliance, you know that they want some help. So in your masterful way of handling that telephone call, you may very well engage that client to your services for 6 or 12 sessions so that they can welcome that transformation. And if they're calling you, they're a really hot lead.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't it be great if more people were calling you?
Mm-hmm.
So let's ask people to take an action.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I'll get off the Karen wagon. Are you feeling okay about this?
I am. Thank you. I'm very grateful. Thank you.
I'm lovingly guiding you to more clarity and focus so we will have less of a fuzzy message and more of a crystal clear message that will allow you to do more of your brilliance for more of the right people. And if you are like Karen and want more of that, then just take this example and use it to your own advantage because it'll work for you, I promise. Now, a few moments ago, I was telling you about my husband, Steve, and his new financial planner. So what she did here is she used client attracting bio template number 3 in her copy of Bye Bye Boring Bio. She started with a sassy soundbite at the top of the page. It takes as much energy to wish as it does to plan, Eleanor Roosevelt. She's a financial planner. This is a perfect quote. Then she says, I am fiercely committed to guiding busy working professionals, especially women, to achieve confidence and peace of mind around money so they can focus on what they want in life. If you're looking for a proven professional who can guide you to answer questions like these, you've come to the right place. Are you saving enough for retirement? How about college? Are your investments working as hard for you as they should, and are they being managed effectively and efficiently? Can you afford to work in a less lucrative career and be happier? Are you and your spouse or partner on the same page about spending and saving? And if you're not, how can you find agreement? With almost 10 years working with amazing clients with similar worries and concerns and guiding them to achieve remarkable success, my mission and commitment is to help you develop a clear vision for your life and then educate and empower you to make smart financial decisions to make your vision come true. She doesn't really talk about herself at all. She doesn't talk about her degrees and her credentials really too much. She just talks about what her commitment is, to whom she's committed, the kinds of questions she helps them solve, and why she's got enough experience so that they could trust her to do the same for them. Somewhere in her another paragraph, she says, having just sent my own kids off to college and paid their tuition, I can help parents who are worrying about how they can send their kids to college figure out how they can make that happen too. So a couple of her recent clients have been parents that are worried about how they're going to send their kids to college. And my husband is just whistling Dixie because our kid isn't off to college yet. He's still in high school. But the fact that his team member is getting the new clients instead of him, that's exactly the outcome that he wanted. So Amy used client attracting template number 3 within Bye Bye Boring Bio to tell her story, and it's paying off for her again and again. And so what are you fiercely committed to? What kinds of questions do you provide the answers to? Why are you qualified to deliver the benefit? And how can people take the next step to get a conversation started so that y'all can journey forward together happily and prosperously and healthfully into the future? Now, I know some of you are speakers, and sometimes we obsess about what we're going to say and how many words we're going to use. And I stumbled upon the speaker bio for Jason Dorsey, who's known as the Gen Y guy. And this was all the words that were on the page. Over 1,000 standing ovations. Speaking fees start at $17,500. An internationally acclaimed keynote speaker, Jason has delivered 2,000 keynote speeches around the world. His dynamic speaking style has earned standing ovations from audiences as large as 13,000. Contact us for your next generational keynote speaker. He talks about managing across the generations and selling across the generations. What I love about this speaker sheet is he says who he is. He talks about his stunning results. He's dared to discuss the dollars. He's qualified himself powerfully, and he's offered a call to action to invite engagements. It's all he needed. It's all you might need as well. So what if the perfect decision maker landed on your About Me page, or a meeting planner landed on your site, or an influential reporter called and decided to interview you? Would your best and most compelling story be front and center? Would your results be so clear that even a 9-year-old would want to do resonance repatterning and start immediately? If the answer's no, I want you to know that you're not alone. That's why I have work to do in the world. A lot of people struggle with this, and healers in particular really struggle writing about themselves. So if you're finding that this is a anxious moment, or you know, it's like, gosh, I wish I could get this solved, there is a way to get the problem solved. I have created the Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium System, which gives you everything you need, including 10 templates to make it fast and easy for you to describe what you do, who you do it for, and why it matters, so that you can get the problem solved, so you can move on and start serving more clients and making your difference in the world. Included in this bundle is my Bye Bye Boring Bio System, my Get Known to Get Paid workbook, the Speak More book that I co-authored with 32 other authors from the National Speakers Association. And then the neat thing about when you treat yourself to this is I do BioDoc as in calls, where what I did for Karen as a transformation is an hour and a half of bio transformations for people just like you. Buyers of Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium always go to the front of the line to get help during these free calls. And if you're nervous about getting help, you can just listen to what other people are stepping up to receive and apply the lessons that were shared with them to your own expert advantage, and know that your bio is going to rock the house to create the kind of impact that you want. If this is something you know that you need, all you have to do is go to byebyeboringbio.com to treat yourself to it. And if you decide to do it today or in the next couple of weeks, if you've got niching issues, I will treat you to the Niche Secrets audio file and workbook, which will help you name and claim your six-figure niche, as a bonus for the first 10 people to say yes to this offer. It's $197 for Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium. The Niche Secrets bonus is worth $77, but it's priceless when you name and claim your niche so that you can absolutely get more of the right people under the tent in service to your work. So no pressure. I just want you to know that if this is something that you need, you can absolutely do so. And I always do these BioDoc as in calls at least once a month, so you can belly up to the bar to say, Nancy, look at my bio and make it better on the spot, because I'm serious about making resonance repatterning a healing modality that's on the lips of everybody around the world, and I need you to help me make that happen. So I want to see if anyone's on the webcast and see if anybody wants to ask me any questions there. So I'm going over to the Q&A to see if anybody's got a question. Oh, Bobby says, thank you. That was perfect. She liked the answer to my question about testimonials. So Paula Kaplan is asking from Brooklyn, what happens when you have a range of specialties from substance abuse to inner child healing to mindfulness and relaxation techniques and development, trauma training, etc.? How does one declare a niche without eliminating aspects of the work? For example, what if the main thing you want to do is to help people clear past wounds that limit their ability to live the life they want, staying on track and achieving those goals, whether it be overeating, abusing substances, developing physical fitness program, etc.? Ooh, this is a juicy question, Paula. So I'm going to try to answer. I think we all have a range of tools in the shed that we make available to ourselves and our clients to meet the need at hand. It's the outcome or the transformation that we provide that's the thing that people like, you know that expression, don't tell me how the watch works, tell me what time it is. I think resonance repatterning, relaxation techniques, emotional freedom technique, there's a lot of different tactical strategies and approaches and modalities that we all have available to us to solve the problem at hand. So the bigger thing that you might be doing is, I think what you've already said it is, I'm helping people heal past wounds so that they can step into their true potential. And using a combination of healing techniques, the main outcome is freedom from the wound and stepping into your true brilliance. I remember Jeffrey Van Dyke of the Spiritual Marketing Quest said, from our deepest wounds calls forth our greatest gift to share. And I think that's true. You could even quote him, from our deepest wounds calls forth our greatest gift to share. If it's your desire to find relief and release from those things that have been holding you back, here at my practice, that is exactly what we do faster, more easily, and more gracefully, especially if you've been struggling with every other healing modality up until now, you know, something like that. Faster, easier, more gracefully, less pain, less worry, fewer sleepless nights. In what ways do you do this that separate you from everyone else? I think that when you have a range of specialties, those are just tools in the shed, but the number one outcome that you help people achieve is where you need to put your focus. I hope that helps. And you can comment and ask a follow-up question if you want to, Paula. I'm just going to approve that message. Sally says, what do we do with these bios? Putting them on websites, brochures, what else? Excellent question. I'm just taking a deep breath. On your homepage is the most important page on your website because that's your first impression. So I want you to really pay attention to your homepage and make sure that when people land on the homepage, they know that this is for them and what outcome happens for them because they engage with you. And then if they want to learn more about you, there should be a tab that says About Sally. And if they click on About Sally, your bio can be there. On my About Me page, because I speak and work with clients and do a whole variety of things, I have bios ranging from 6 words to a manifesto bio, every length and style that you could imagine, because whenever I've been asked to prepare one for various and sundry purposes, and it was a good one, I put it there because sometimes when I'm asked to speak or to do something, they'll say, I need an introduction for a podcast. I'll say, well, here's the one that I typically use. And if you need additional options, here's a place you can go to get them. Because then I am not scrambling at the 11th hour to deliver a bio that's perfect for the situation and dropping another high priority ball that I wasn't expecting on my way to getting that gig. So if you're a speaker, I want there to be a speaker tab on your website. If you are someone that's primarily just working one-on-one with clients, you know, engage Sally, hire Sally. Make the navigation so clear that even a 9-year-old knows where to go to find whatever they're looking for. You want to put them on your website, your brochures, your social media profiles, your blogs, everywhere people can find you. Because if people were to Google resonance repatterning expert Portland, Maine, does your name come up? Portland, Maine's leading resonance repatterning expert, Sally Hare. What comes up when people look for somebody like that, and could it be you? Because that's the thing. People are looking for a solution to a problem. Business bio expert. If you just put in business bio expert, my name comes up again and again and again. It gives people the confidence that maybe I'm not a fly-by-night operation and I'm somebody that they can trust to get the help that they need. I want you to do that, too, with your story. Let's see. Carolyn's asking a question. Is it worth it to put bios in places like LinkedIn or social profile pages? Absolutely. Absolutely. LinkedIn is where people go to find professional service providers to ease their particular aches and pains and worries. So don't just say resonance repatterning expert. Say alternative healer, or, you know, give yourself a title that would people, you know, alternative. I'm just asking you, Karen, what words do people search for to find someone who does resonance repatterning?
Yeah, so alternative healer, resonance repatterning. I'm probably not the best one to ask.
Well, here's the question that I would ask everyone on this call to do is, the next time you're with clients, ask them, if you were to look for somebody like me on the internet by doing a Google search, what words would you look for? Energy healer, alternative healing, resonance repatterning. Just ask people to do a brain dump and tell you what it is that they would be looking for, because you want to start, you know, using those kinds of words to help yourself be found more quickly. Also, when you speak to your clients, and many of you have very personal relationships with your clients, you can remember what it is that they said when they came to you in the beginning. I'll give you an example from my own experience. One of my friend's clients and co-collaborators called me one day, and she said, "Nancy, I have the bio cringe, and what I really want is bio pride. My bio needs resuscitation. It needs emergency triage. Can you help?" And I stopped in the middle of the sentence. I said, "Oh my gosh, that is fabulous copy. Oh my gosh, can I use it?" Because I'm thinking that I'm transforming boring bios from wallpaper to wow to attract clients now, and I do that every day. But what she did is use language to describe what she was suffering from in language that was really true to her, and it really got to the meat of the matter of what's ailing an awful lot of people. And so if you want to transform, you know, bio cringe to bio pride, and you can't quite find the words on your own, then bye-bye boring bio is the solution that will bring in the healing. And if you want to come to a bio doc is in call coming up in a few weeks, then you can get more help so that this particular ache and pain can be in the rearview mirror so that you can, you know, get on with it. So I want you to think about what words people use when they describe what it is that's bugging them, and use the words that they use on your homepage and in your marketing copy, because when you speak to them in their language, they're going to feel included. They're not going to feel excluded, and they're going to be one more step closer to wanting to say, "I want to have a chat with you to see how you can help me, because you obviously understand what it is I'm up to." So Sally's asking me another question. "I do two distinctive types of work, speech pathology and resonance repatterning. I assume I make two different bios." Sally, I'm so glad you asked me this, because I was looking at what you had submitted ahead of time was a resume. And I'm just turning the page to find it. Here it is. You submitted a resume instead of a bio, and your resume said, "To support my clients to advance themselves along the path to enlightenment." And at the very top it says, "Sally Hare, Speech Language Pathologist, MACCCSLP. And I thought to myself, this looks like a resume where you're looking for a job as a speech language pathologist. I don't know if that's true or not, or if you're just looking for clients, but if this was your story that you were going to tell about speech-language pathology, the objective you have is, I mean, what you have here is a resume that looks like you're looking for a job, but what you really need is a client-attracting bio. So I guess the short answer to your question is, if you want more clients to work with you as a speech pathologist, you need to say something like, "Since 1989, Sally Hare has been applying her gifts and training as a speech and language pathologist to transform clients from stammerers and stutterers to, you know, articulate communicators who feel great about who they are and how they show up in the world. Whether she's working with a teenager, an executive, or someone else, one thing is certain. They are going to affect that transformation faster and more easily and with love and care under my guidance. I just spoke to the result that would happen, kind of inspired by The King's Speech, which is a film I saw over the weekend. But right now what you have here is a resume that doesn't say that at all. And I don't know if you're as busy as you want to be or if you'd like to be busier. But I'm also curious, Sally, if the resonance repatterning technique is something that you use in your speech language pathology practice as part of your secret sauce to unlock the blocks that are preventing people from speaking clearly and without confidence. Because it's a tool in the shed. It's not, boy, I got to get me some resonance repatterning. It's, I've got to get my stammer in the rearview mirror so I can address the King's Speech. I hope that makes sense. Let me know. I mean, comment again if you wouldn't mind, just to let me know how that lands. So she says energy medicine. If you do more than one healing modality, do you use separate bios for the different things? Not necessarily, Barbara. I think what you want to talk about is, you know, if you're an alternative healer who's focused on helping this audience achieve that outcome, and a lifelong pattern of study and fascination and curiosity with all things alternative healing, you're able to bring the best available tool to the problem at hand to advance healing quickly and painlessly and lovingly now. So, you know, we all have a whole variety of tools in the shed. We just have to use the tool in the shed that's right for us. Our client doesn't necessarily care how the watch works. They just want to know what time it is. They want to be healed. So don't overwhelm them with everything that you know. Show them how much you care and that you're going to be judicious in choosing the right healing modality to get to the outcome faster. So, Karen, we've been going for a little while here. How's this working for you?
Oh, very good. It's so informative, Nancy. Thank you.
So since we've been talking to folks on the web, I'm just wondering, is there anyone who's on the telephone who has a burning question that you would like me to answer? If you would like that, all you have to do is hit *2 on your telephone, and I will know that you've raised your hand, and I can call on you. So is there anyone on the phone that would like to ask me a question or get some help? Now is your golden moment. *2 is what you do. Well, I'm going to call on Richard, who has not raised his hand, by the way.
Okay.
Richard, you are on the line.
Okay, do I need to *2 or can you hear
no,
me?
No, you are here.
Okay.
So when we started the call, I said, what next happens for people when they feel the softening as a result of resonance repatterning? Did you think about that?
Yeah. The words that came were to help illuminate the essential.
Okay.
You know, to illuminate the essential to their vision.
So then what happens for people when they do that?
They step forward. They move
and then
forward.
What happens? I'm not being mean or harsh.
No, I'm
just trying to, you know, they step forward. Does that mean that they go from unstuck to unstoppable?
Unstuck to unstoppable, those are great words, yeah.
Okay, so that's an option.
Okay.
They go from unstuck to unstoppable.
Right.
You know, formerly stuck in a career they hated, they found the confidence to ask for a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Formerly stuck in a stagnant relationship, they found their true voice to ask for what they wanted and get it, maybe for the first time.
Yeah.
Because these big highbrow ways of describing spiritual enlightenment, I mean, who doesn't want that? But a lot of people are still stuck in food, clothing, and shelter.
Sure, yeah.
On the path to enlightenment. So I want you to just think about what happens for people and words that they use, like, a client that's worked with you recently, Richard, who was stuck, what words did they say to express their gratitude?
At the end of the session, what they said? Or?
Well, just, you know, there must be a story that's being strung together over time that gives you the belief that this is the work you're here on the planet to do.
Yeah, I mean, the most, when I work with a client, several that are sort of along this situation where, you know, they've got in a relationship because it's bringing them security, or another client who had a trial for alimony coming up, and you know, the outcome of that was that if she gets the money, then she's secure. But it's not those things. It's within themselves. They can't get the security from an outside thing. It's only from resonating within that they can ever have security. No outside thing can bring it to them. So that, I mean, I'm just trying to use, you know what I mean? I help them to see that it's themselves.
So maybe I'm just going with this for a moment here, but it's like, it could be that clients you've worked with have been looking to others for validation.
Absolutely.
They've been looking to others for proof that they are worthy and heard.
Yes.
And when they work with you, they have that deep knowing that their value and worth has been within all along, and now it's just found a path to shine brighter under their own power.
I love that. That's what I've been trying to express.
And this call has been recorded.
Yes.
And so you can listen back for that at the whatever moment we are in time in the call, but you can capture that. But if you get to the meat of the matter, the heart of the matter, of what it is that's giving people such discomfort, such sadness, such, you know, when you talk about from sadness to, you know, sometimes if you take a yellow sheet of paper and you describe the emotion that somebody's feeling, they're sad, they're alone, they're lonely, they're overwhelmed, they're stuck, they're all of these feelings and situations and scenarios. And then ask yourself, what is the word that is the opposite of stuck? It's unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sad. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I'm dull. Now I'm radiant.
Yes.
I am miserable. Now I'm jubilant. Your dictionary can be your friend too. But what I'm doing here is, if you're taking the words that people are describing as to their circumstances, and you're turning them around to be the opposite, and it's a favorable outcome, just the way that feels, it feels like light years ahead. And if a few sessions with you can help them make that transformation when everything else that they've tried up until now has failed, why would they not want to do it? And why wouldn't they start today?
I like it. That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I got a lovely comment from Paula Kaplan from Brooklyn that I just want to read aloud, because it's like great psychic compensation for doing these calls. She says, Nancy, you're a master. Right off the cuff, you identify the heart of what each of us is saying and deliver a redesigned bio that catches attention in its eloquence and sizzle. I already purchased your package. Thank you. Oh, that makes me so happy. Someone else says, I appreciate your intuitive response to me. Sally Hare says, I don't want to say I do spiritual techniques because people might think I'm kooky. However, I would love to do so. Okay, so here's the thing about naming and claiming your niche, Sally. You're a spiritual healer and guide who's masterful in a variety of techniques that affect powerful transformation. The clients who are going to love working with you appreciate an alternative approach and are ready to try new things because everything else they've tried has failed. If you keep on doing the same old things and getting the same old result, it's called insanity. Sometimes you got to shake things up and try something new. And for clients who are open to that, you are the solution. You don't have to be apologetic about being kooky or alternative or anything else like that, because there are plenty of people out there who appreciate a different approach that's at least not going to be the insanity that they've been repeating and repeating again and again up until now. So that's just something to think about. Josephine says, how can this work for the RPA web listing of certified practitioners? Help for physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual problems? Well, that's, she says, choose from a diverse group of practitioners. Well, one thing you might do on the website is organize it by problem. You know, if you're suffering from X, this person is, among our membership, the perfect solution provider. If you're, you know, I don't think people say, you know, is it there's inner game, there's outer game, there's, it take me longer than just a phone call like this to organize this, but what I think you might do is, you know, if everyone in the RPA was to decide to redo their bio and name and claim their niche in a way that would absolutely make them proud of who they are and what they're all about, that would make your job as a webmaster a whole lot easier because you wouldn't be throwing everybody into the RPA bucket. You know, at the National Speakers Association, I'm the Transform Your Boring Bio from Wallpaper to Wow expert. And there's someone else who helps you create rock star speaking skills, and there's somebody else who helps you bring your physical body to the stage. So if y'all were to name and claim what you want to be known for and to whom you want to be known to, that would sure be a lot easier for people who come looking for a solution to find what they need. So that would be my simple but not complete answer to a very challenging question. Carolyn is asking, oh, you're an amazing speaker and you are raising many internal issues for likely most of us on this call to move forward. We are going to walk the talk of our trade and repattern the situation in our next segment. Thank you so much for helping us as a group find something huge that needs to shift. Well, thank you, Carolyn. That's wonderful. So I know we've gone for a long, long time, and I so appreciate the opportunity to present to you as your keynote speaker. If you've enjoyed this call and you are woken up to a new possibility of how to say who you are and how you help and why it matters in a way that will change your game, then my mission will have been accomplished. If you know you need help with this and you want to take action today, go to byebyeboringbio.com and treat yourself to Bye Bye Boring Bio Premium. It's the best $197 you can invest to get real help to get this problem in the rearview mirror so you can get on with the business of changing the resonance of people around the world. When you say RPA and the How You Heard About Us segment, you'll also get the special digital bonuses to help you name and claim your profitable six-figure niche from startup expert Tommy Wolf, who is masterful in this area. I always like to say, every day is a chance for each of us to be important. Let today be that day for you. My name is Nancy Jutton. It's been my pleasure to be with you today. It's your story. Tell it well. And Karen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nancy. A pleasure to have you.
All right. I guess we're complete. Thank you so much, everybody. Bye-bye.